Masechet Kinim, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dal. Until now, we've been talking about mixtures of birds that are undesignated and obligatory, where you could use any one of these birds for either a hatat or an ola. Now we'll talk about mixtures that have a designated pair, which you already know which bird is the hatat and which bird is the ola. Ken setuma veken meforeshet. If there was an undesignated pair of birds, which you could use for either a hatat and ola, and also a meforeshet, a designated pair of birds, you know which is the hatat and which is the ola. Parah min ha-setuma la-meforeshet. If a bird flew from the undesignated pair to the designated pair, so there's three birds in that group, and we don't know which is which. Yikach zug la-sheni. The person who owns the undesignated pair doesn't have to take a fully new pair of birds. He takes a partner for the second one, the remaining one, because it wasn't designated in any way yet to be either the ola or the hatat. So you take one more and you bring it back to there, and therefore the original partner flew away, doesn't invalidate the one that remains. Hazad, if one of the three birds now that were in the designated group come back to the undesignated bird, or to the pair that was now together because they added one more to it, or if a bird from the designated pair flew into the undesignated pair to begin with, so we don't know which bird was which. Now in the undesignated pair, you have two of the undesignated birds, and then one that was already designated, but you don't know which one. All of them have to be left to die, because we do not know which is the hatat and which is the ola. No matter what, if we have a safek over here, and if we have a real safek on what has to be brought, as we learned in the beginning of the Masechet, anything involved in that safek has to be left to die.